Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We just closed the books on August, a fantastic month for the Bulls. But Friday felt, well, a little tired.
Tired is the perfect word for it. It was a classic pre-holiday whimper. The market opened lower, and for the first time in a while, there were no buyers stepping in to scoop up that dip. The indices were just pinned down all day.
So what was the anchor dragging everything down? It felt like the usual suspects in tech were having a particularly rough day.
Exactly. You had the mega caps, especially in the semiconductor space, acting as dead weight. NVIDIA was down over 3%. Then you had earnings fallout from Dell and a complete implosion in Marvell, which dropped almost 19%.
19%? We have to dig into that. But first, let's talk sectors. With tech getting hit that hard, where did the money go? Was there anywhere to hide?
There was, but it was a very defensive rotation. Information technology was the worst performer, down 1.6%, but you saw money flow into healthcare, consumer staples, and real estate, which all finished in the green. It was a classic risk-off consolidation day.
That's interesting. So, a defensive lean for the day, but the 30-day trend has been all about risk-on, right? Tech and consumer discretionary have been the leaders.
That's the key distinction. You nailed it. Friday's action doesn't break the bigger trend. It was just profit-taking in the winners and traders moving into safer assets before a long weekend. The broader sentiment is still cautiously optimistic, with the S&P and NASDAQ showing accumulation patterns over the last month.
Okay, so no reason to panic yet. What about the macro picture? Did the economic data justify this weakness?
Not really. The PCE inflation report, which is the Fed's favorite, came in pretty much as expected. It's still sticky, with core PCE at 2.9% year over year, but it didn't surprise anyone. The market is still pricing in an 87% chance of a rate cut in September.
And we even had Fed Governor Waller basically endorsing that cut, right?
He did. He came right out and said he supports a 25 basis point cut. So the Fed narrative is holding steady. The weakness was more about positioning and specific company news than any big macro shift.
All right, let's get into that company news because it was brutal. Talk to me about Marvell. What on earth happened there?
Look, this is a perfect example of the market pricing in AI perfection. Marvell actually hit record revenue, but their guidance for the next quarter was just flat. In this environment, flat is the new down. Investors are worried about a slowdown in their data center growth and, more importantly, delays in big custom chip deals with Amazon and Microsoft.
So even with record sales, the hint of a future slowdown was enough to cause a 19% haircut. Ouch. And Dell also fell despite what looked like a good report.
Another case of sky-high expectations. Dell beat estimates and guided higher, but the stock still dropped almost 9%. When a sector is this hot, any news that isn't a massive blowout can trigger a sell-off. Add in a weak report from Caterpillar citing tariff costs, and you had a sour mood across the board.
Were there any bright spots at all on the earnings front?
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't all doom and gloom. Ulta Beauty absolutely crushed it, beating estimates and raising its full-year guidance. Affirm also posted very strong results. And Autodesk had a solid report. So there's still strength under the surface if you know where to look.
Okay, that's the perfect pivot. Let's talk about where to look next week. Given this mixed picture, where are you finding opportunities? Let's start with continuation plays. Stocks that are already working.
I'm seeing some fascinating action in precious metals. The sector seems to be waking up. A name like HYMC is building momentum with huge volume spikes. I'm watching for a push through $4.70. The setup gives you a clear entry point around $4.50 with a stop just below $4.30.
Interesting, a potential safety trade. What else is showing that kind of strength and follow through?
In healthcare, Stryker, ticker SYK, looks really solid. It's just grinding higher with steady volume. The play there is to look for an entry around 391 for a potential pop towards 396. It's a stable leader in a defensive sector that's catching a bid.
Okay, I like that. Now, what about the stocks that are coiling up, the ones that are getting ready for a potential breakout? What's on your anticipation watch list?
This is where it gets fun. I'm watching a tech name, LTRX. It had a very strong close on Friday with volume surging right into the bell. That tells me someone with deep pockets was accumulating shares. If it can break above the $5 psychological level, it could really start to run.
I see it. A strong close against a weak tape is always a bullish sign. Anything else that looks ready to pop?
Yes. TMC, the metals company. It had a massive volume surge earlier in the session, and it held those gains incredibly well. It looks like it wants to retest that $5.50 resistance level. It's more speculative, for sure, but the price and volume action is very compelling.
Fantastic. So to wrap it all up for traders heading into this short holiday week, what's the final takeaway?
The big picture remains cautiously bullish. Don't let Friday's quiet, defensive session shake you out of the bigger trend. Watch the key index levels for the S&P 500, that's 650 on the upside and 640 as support. Focus on individual stocks that are showing relative strength, like the setups we discussed, and be ready for the volume to return after the holiday.
Perfect summary. Great insights as always. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. We'll see you next time. Trade smart, everyone.